get Andre Carter here. Lyrics. Andre, you request E-40, you get E-40 on the show, my man.
Hey guys, how y'all doing? I'm glad you guys found the clean version. No,
we're gonna put some Too Short in there, but you know we couldn't put that on there either.
Yeah, you don't want to see them put a slap on your wrist there, man.
We
want
to hear you freestyle real quick before you get started here on this interview. I'm gonna tell you when to go.
How you guys doing today?
Good, man.
A good win for your team yesterday, Andre, and you were a big part of it defensively. Two sacks of Tony Romo, and you've talked about that, the frustration for your defense. You could see that in your mind the defense getting better. You talked about it, Pepper Johnson talked about it, but to have those sack numbers put up, does that put the numbers with it, make it easier to show fans, hey, look, we are getting better as a defense?
Well, you know, numbers are one thing, but I just think, in general, just continue to be successful, especially though the situations that you had witnessed yesterday. That was just another stepping stone as far as our development, as far as becoming a big defense. You know, there was definitely that one particular series that when they had that long drive, but besides everything else, regardless of the turnovers, regardless of field position, we held our ground and played our part. So that itself shows what our potential can be if we continue to play that way.
Now, a lot of people talking about, now I want to know if this is something that's going to happen with every sack you have. Talk to me about this Quincy jump. Now, you seem pretty animated. That's something we're going to see again, hopefully soon, or what?
I don't know. You know, we'll see. And usually when I get a sack, I just do some off the hook, I guess, sack celebration. You know, sacks are hard to come by. But the Quincy jump, I did make that up because I always, my son, he's always a part of our Patriots locker room, is always jumping around, acting crazy. So that's just something that just kind of came in my head, and I realized how high I actually jumped. Everybody was laughing at me in regards to that little sack celebration. But regardless of that, it was just a blessed performance by the defense, and yeah, Lord willing, keep going.
You talk about this defense, man, and a lot of us, you know, us experts here in the studio like myself, and, you know, we're questioning you guys, you know, all year and waiting for you guys to play in a big game like this and you know, and questioning your ability to be able to go out there and make stops when they counted in the game. You guys went out yesterday and you did that. Just tell me how long it's taken you guys to get to this point to feel comfortable, and is this scheme different from any other type of 4-3 scheme that you guys have ever been in before?
You know, I'm glad to say that the scheme, especially this 4-3 scheme, it's a little bit different. I'm still trying to find a way to understand it, but I think one thing, like any other defense, you know, communication has always been key. Communication and certain fits, well, where guys need to be at any given play at any given time. So during the beginning of the season, it's been kind of inconsistent. Actually, it has been inconsistent. So as a group, we've discussed, okay, what do we need to do to get better? How do we continue to get better? And it starts through practice, it starts through game study. So we constantly harp on there. The coaches have all discussed each and every day where we need to do, how we can continue to just to evolve and be the defense that you have seen, you know, as you know, last night. But it's, like I said, there's still, you know, still little things that we can always clean up each and every week. Not every game's going to be perfect. But overall, you know, we can just kind of shake hands and say, okay, this is a stepping stone.
And we talked a lot about this offense and how the Pats offense went to that no huddle and tried to slow down that pass rush by the Cowboys. It seemed like the Cowboys went to that no huddle often, too, to try to keep you guys a little bit, keep you away from Tony Romo.
They did. I mean, as you know, with the no huddle, it throws anybody off, whether it's our offensive players doing it against his opponents or vice versa. So when they... the Cowboys, they go no huddle. Kind of got a little bit frustrated because you're trying to get the call, and from that call, you're trying to make the adjustments from the secondary linebackers. It could make your head kind of spin a little bit, but we maintained our composure, just kept on playing.
When you talk about making that call, we know that on the offensive side, Brady's got that green dot. Gerard Mayo's been wearing the green dot, and he's out and injured. That communication level, how'd you feel it was with that? Who was the guy taking charge and getting that defense set up against that Dallas no huddle?
You know, I think it was just everybody. Everybody was on point. We were all looking at the sidelines, and whoever was making the call, whether it was Gary or Will Fort, either way, we were like, okay, this is a call. Let's repeat it. Let's know what we have to do. Secondary made their adjustments, and throughout the game, I think we're pretty much almost consistent.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, if you guys are pretty much unsure what the call was, that I know, when, and I played a little bit of defense there, I know there was always a set call that you always went back to if everybody was confused and you just played this coverage and you did this rush or whatever it is y'all do up front, you know, so I'm pretty sure you guys have that stuff in place.
Of course. Like, don't get me wrong, there were some calls where you're like, wait, what? Where did he call?
Yeah.
You're like, hold on, that doesn't make any sense. So, you know, like I said, it's all about communication. And we'll learn from it once we get the opportunity to watch this film. And like any game, despite win or loss, you have to learn from the mistakes.
Yeah. And to follow up on the first question I asked you, too, I mean, I talked about, you know, you guys getting used to playing a different type of a scheme and maybe having because I know here they talk about setting the edge. They're talking about, you know, just because you turn the play in, I mean, you set the edge, that type of stuff. How much do you think that slows you down in your pass rush? Because you seem to be picking up the tempo a little bit. Because this was probably the best team you guys have played this year, but you still seem to look like you were playing a lot faster this week.
You know, it's all about just knowing what you can do as a player, and every week getting involved in film study, which we have been since day one. But as you know, I mean, this scheme is new to us, and it's definitely new to me. So I think once you have an understanding and the levels of communication are open as far as from player to player or player to coach, now it's like, okay, now you can be free. Now you can open things up. So overall, I think in general we're heading in the right direction. Like I said, there's always something new, and you're going to learn something new every week, every practice.
And you in particular can just relax and do your thing and play ball on the edge like you did last
year. Yeah, that's it. Just go out and just try to find a way to make a play. Sometimes I think as players, once we hear the call, we get so comfortable, almost necessarily comfortable, where sometimes we get so robotic, like, okay, I step here, okay, this is my gap, okay, I did my job. Okay, well, now let's... time, so especially when it comes to film study or just having that communication with the coach, like, okay, how can I do more? And that's what I myself or anybody else on the defense side of the ball can do and have an understanding and know where your help is and understand where, okay, this is my fit, but can I continue to go? So I think overall, I mean, it was a blessed performance and the defense in general, and we're very grateful.
Andre, you've been on some pretty good teams early on in your career out in San Francisco, but you're on a team now heading into the bye week. You're 5-1, and I'm guessing it's been a time. I know you make the playoffs 1 year out in Washington, but it'll be a different feeling heading into a bye, 5-1, looking at this team, the direction that it's headed. Going to feel pretty good about that.
5-1 is always good, especially going to the bye week. I've been on the opposite end of the spectrum, and I'll tell you one thing, it's not a good feeling. But going to the bye week with the win is one thing you'll have to reflect on, like I said, on a loss. But luckily we did win, and you can kind of hold your head up high and take a deep breath, allow those wounds to heal, because you know, everybody, as you know, is nicked. So you're heading in an optimistic direction. And then, as you know, knowing our coaches and knowing ourselves, we'll still be on point despite the break to study Pittsburgh Steelers, here and there, little by little, and be prepared for the next game.
All right, Andre, you're going to watch this film. You better give it to Gary Guyton for the way Dez Bryant jocked him along the sideline. You've got to give it to Gary Guyton. You have to.
Chung was involved in that one, too.
Yes, he was.
I played against Dez in the previous years, being a Washington Redskins. Dez is an athletic player. I think in general, Dallas Cowboys, they have a great athletic group, a unique group. Witten is on top of his game, as always. Dez Bryant, Tony Romo has been known to scramble. So despite their record, don't let the record fool you. They are a great team. They are an NFL team. One thing that we came into the mindset, well, not as just a defense, but as a team in whole, is this can be a very dangerous unit, and we have to be in our A-game.
We'll follow you on Twitter. We urge all Patriot fans, Mr._Carter93, get on there and talk to him how great he was today, yesterday and today on the radio. Andre, appreciate it. Enjoy the bye week. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate that.
Hey, thanks, man, for the time.
All right, man.
We appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah, I want you to know, too, man, that I never doubted you guys. We guys here in the media always believe you guys can go out there and get it done, man. We always had your back.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, man.
All but fair.
There he is, Andre Carter, part of our Patriots Monday. You can check him out on Twitter at Mr. _Carter93.